This is your morning team show on WSGW.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy or
a little bit of Americana for you this morning.
Home, home on the range.
Here with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. It's 8:25. Are we all singing along this morning?
Well, I tell you, that's an easy one to sing to.
It is.
One and Tumbling Tumbleweed, and there's a whole host of them.
This is Gene Autry, by the way.
Yeah.
Singing
yeah.
Cowboy, doing a great version of Home on the Range.
Well, that was the, that's the iconic version.
Yeah.
Well, we play it because this is a story from the range, I guess we'll say. From.
I think Gene was with us again.
No.
Gene's not with
it's
us.
It's the,
he and Hopalong Cassidy here.
It's the theme of the song, I guess.
Okay, gotcha.
Where the, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
Yeah.
The buffalo do roam in places. And in some places, like in some of our national parks, you can actually see buffalo and even get close.
Yeah.
They discourage the getting close part.
They do.
It's a dangerous animal.
And yet some people don't listen.
That's right.
Like the 34-year-old man on Monday who was gored by a bison near giant Geyser Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
Near Old Faithful?
That's what it says here.
Never seen him around there before.
No.
Unidentified man walking with his family on a boardwalk when the bison charged the group. As a park ranger says, family members were told to leave the area, and they did not.
They knew that there was, because they can be vicious.
They go where they want.
In May, a 25-year-old woman was gored and tossed in the air as she walked within 10 feet of one of the animals.
Over 10 feet?
Yeah.
Even though park regulations and signs tell you to stay at least 25 yards from bison.
Yeah.
25 yards.
That's still
close to me.
Yeah, very close. Yeah,
right. 250 yards, maybe, but 25.
Yeah, that's very
again.
Far.
If I'm going to be where the buffalo are roaming and the deer and the antelope are playing, I want to be at a safe distance.
They've been known to charge cars. I mean, it's
I mean, the guy's okay and everything, so I guess we can chuckle about it. But it's like wow. I mean, but if somebody warns you to leave the area and you don't,
especially if they had kids with them.
Yeah, it says
why in the world would they?
Family members did not leave the area. And that's Yellowstone. How about from Colorado, where police are having a problem and pleading with the public to stop trying to take selfies with a moose that's on the loose in the area?
It's another animal that can get you.
Mm-hmm. A moose wandering into a Colorado town, and they're trying to ensure that he gets out and is okay.
Little moosey.
Not so little.
In fact, here's the Facebook post from the police in Colorado. Please, please, please stop trying to take selfies with wildlife. I mean, and if something happens, if Bullwinkle decides to.
Yeah, and then the person who gets trampled on will blame others for what happened.
Can they sue the moose?
Or maybe the moose likes to take selfies. That's possible.
Somebody needs to ask the moose.
Well, then let the moose bring his own camera.
No, but that's good point.
We need to take the off ramp.
Bullwinkle could do that.
Yeah, he could.
That's right.
If not, he'd have Rocky take the picture.